This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Mother Nature unleashing fury on a big chunk of the country this weekend. A series of tornadoes tore through towns big and small. In Wynn, Arkansas, this 80-year-old woman had a full house sheltering in her basement.
Three children next door, their parents, the dog, our dog, my three grandchildren, my husband and son. But you didn't realize, you had no idea it was doing this much damage out here.
More than two dozen weather-related deaths have been reported. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In Bridgeville, Delaware, a tornado touchdown took out trees and homes and was blamed for one death. In Ohio, a 13-year-old girl died after a tree fell on her home. Officials said she was trapped inside. In Sullivan, Indiana, at least three people killed Friday and 200 buildings heavily damaged.
The storm knocking power out to hundreds of thousands across the country as well. What to expect when former President Trump is arraigned on Tuesday in a New York court? Legal analyst Jessica Levinson walks us through it.
What we're going to see is that the former president will be processed. He will be arrested. He will be arraigned. He will become part of the criminal justice system. There will be fingerprints that are taken. They will be electronic. There will be a mugshot. But we don't think that there will be the more theatrical aspects that typically happen. And we don't think there will be a perp walk.
And we still don't know the exact charges. The indictment is sealed. Protests continue in Israel even after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu temporarily paused a controversial plan to overhaul the country's judicial system. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab is in Israel.
If passed, the judicial overhaul would allow members of parliament to select judges and overrule court rulings with a simple majority. But for historian Rona Sela, Israel's democracy is already compromised since its formation. And after more than half a century of occupying Palestinian territory.
Now we are experiencing exactly what the Palestinians experienced in the occupied territory with the apartheid.
Well, it seems like forever ago all the number one seeds were bumped out of your brackets. But alas, it's time for a final championship game without them. The two teams making it in, the UConn Huskies and San Diego Aztecs. All thanks there to Lamont Butler with a jump shot at the buzzer.
I'm just so happy that we're in this position and we got a chance to win a national championship.
Connecticut has four titles under its belt. This will be San Diego State's first ever appearance in the national championship game, which is tomorrow night. All comes down to this for the ladies. The NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship game is this afternoon. Iowa taking on LSU. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
April 1st, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you pre-recorded, but local, from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, also known as the WAUK Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. In the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. So by the time this show airs, we are 3 days away from a big election coming up. And one of the people running for election is my guest. He was my guest last Saturday, but we had some issues with the snow and had a late start. So I promised I'd give him a full show. And that's why we're doing this. So Waukesha, say hello to Eric Payne, the 2nd District Alderman, celebrating 20 years of faithful service to our city council this April. Eric, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Don, for welcoming me back.
Yeah, no, thanks for your making yourself so accessible to me over the last couple days. We spent a lot of time together. And before we begin with Eric, yeah, originally, because I'm traveling, we're on a college visit with my son at the nice football program's interested in him. It's always a real great parent moment and want to be a part of that. And originally I was going to do a show about April Fool's jokes because today this is April Fool's Day. And I don't know, Eric, if I don't know if you have any plan because you got a campaign to run. So yeah, you won't be hearing that maybe somewhere down in the archives. But the April Fool's joke happened last Saturday because of the weather. We, our faithful engineer was late getting here and we had some issues starting, so that's why we only had a partial show. But for those of you fans of our state champion mock trial team from Waukesha South, you got to hear the first half of that show from the week before. So I guess that's a good thing. But so, yes, Eric Payne, a lifelong resident of Waukesha, born in the Shaw, right?
Yeah, sure were.
Raised here, a graduate of Waukesha South, what was then Waukesha Central, right?
Yeah, Central Class, Campus and South Campus.
Class of 74,
yeah,
right? And, you know, met his wife, Jody, here, raised a family together, lots of grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And during all that time and working as a mechanic, he's retired now, but always had time to serve our city as alderman since 2003.
Yeah.
You want more.
My wife, Jody, and I met in high school, actually. So it was.
That's fantastic.
You know. More than 40 years, so.
Love it.
It was great.
I love it. That's fantastic. So, and Jody's very much a big part of our, you know, she left us a year ago last Christmas time, but her legacy, her mark in this community is still very strong. So many people remember, so many fond memories. Big influence on local politics, too, especially having a husband and a son in the council. Corey's a 15th District Alderman and very much the Rose Kennedy of Waukesha politics, I used to call her. So, but Eric and I were talking. He's the only one, and this is upsetting to me, out of like five or six open seats he's the only one being challenged. And his challenger, Bob Salb, was on the show a few weeks ago. I want to give Bob a shout out because he did survive a pretty serious car accident, I guess more than a week ago now, or by the time this show airs. And so he survived and he's fine. I don't know what kind of recovery. I know he sustained some injuries, but obviously thinking about Bob and his family. Back to Eric. And obviously you've got a much more, Bob's got a lot of work experience, but in terms of government, you've got a pretty extensive resume.
Yeah.
In addition to being alder, you're also chair of Buildings and Grounds.
Yeah, Building and Grounds, and I'm also on Public Works and Transit.
Yeah. So those are some big... some high profile committees that I tried like mad to get on during my term and try again next term rookie.
They're good committees.
Yes, they sure are. And I've witnessed a lot of the good work that you've done on those committees. So we wanted to talk about one thing that was interesting was we had a new parade route in 2022 after the events of November 21st, 2021, looking out for the safety of everybody participating, and that seemed to work out pretty well. And now I saw that there's a new parade route for 2023. Did the council have a hand in that?
No. Okay. No, we didn't. It was kind of probably done up by the PD.
Okay, police department. Okay.
Yeah, because of the safety concerns for the residents. And
do you mind telling us how it runs again?
Well, right. The route? Mm-hmm. The route comes, it starts over by Discount Liquor on Barstow.
Right.
To Main Street.
The new one, yeah.
And then down Main to Maple.
So which direction? Is that going?
West.
It's going west.
West
okay.
on Main.
Okay, so it's going through downtown. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And then it'll turn and go north on, or south on Maple.
Okay.
And end up at the park.
In Color Park.
Yeah.
So it's very similar to like what the Christmas parade route was for all these years. And I know I said for this past year, it started at Cutler, kind of like 4th of July does. It went around, but then it turned down Barstow and headed up here, or headed past the studio here. And then it ended at the, so it was a circular pattern, which then police and local authorities had more control over, it seemed like. So why are they proposing this one? Like, what's the difference between them? Why is it going to be safer?
I don't know why they think it's going to be safer.
Right.
Because I think they can run a very safe parade route by starting up by White Rock.
And where it used to for Christmas parade.
They staged on White Rock, and then they came down Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would turn up Maple and end up in front of the library.
Sure.
And to me, that's the better route.
Yeah.
And I know they can secure it, but for some reason, they decided they're going to go this way.
Okay.
And one of the problems I have with the new route is the high school bands.
Right.
Okay. This year, again, north and south, they're going to
combine.
Nice. For the parade.
Okay.
And when they turn off a bar, the bands don't play before they turn.
Right.
So everybody that's in that vicinity of a turn, they don't get to hear any music.
Wow, interesting.
And they won't play till they get farther down Main Street again.
Sure.
And then they'll stop before they get to Maple. And,
okay.
But to me, that's a big part.
Yeah.
The high school bands.
Sure. You know? Oh, yeah. That's definitely a big deal. So, especially because it's a lot of people's kids or grandkids. And
I
have a nephew in the North Band and know a lot of the kids in the South Band.
I got a granddaughter in the North Band.
I had Tom Battersby, the instructor on my show last summer. That was great. That, you know, he's a class act and has done a great job and kept that tradition going strong at North. But what would you say? Because I know I was warned by one of your closest advisors, you hate talking about yourself, but you love talking about Waukesha.
Yeah.
And what is it you loved about Waukesha that kept you here your whole life so far?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I had a great childhood here in Waukesha.
Okay.
I mean, it was a time when downtown was it.
Right.
You know, there was nothing outside of downtown. All the stores were here and everything. And it was a whole different atmosphere. And
there was
a lot of things that for kids to do. You know, the parks to play in, down at the river we used to play. You know, it was just a great time. And when I was in the service, I went to different places.
Okay.
And I don't know, there was nothing. I lived in Wyoming for a year.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's always, I like it here better.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
You know, all my family, well, not all my family, but my cousins are here and all my grandkids and my kids are all in Waukesha. So.
Sure.
That's nice.
That's terrific. Yeah. And you, when you started as alderman in 2003, downtown had kind of, if I remember, this is before I moved here, but downtown had kind of gone to pot, right? Or it struggled for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely had issues going on down there and a lot of empty storefronts and things like that. And not to give a plug to anybody in particular, but I think when Taylor's opened up People's Park,
right,
I think that, you know, whether it was intended or not, ended up being like an anchor. And then all of a sudden, stuff started developing around it.
Right.
And so,
And do you feel, did the city or the council have a hand in some of that stewardship for revitalizing downtown, in your mind?
Well, I think, excuse me, I think somewhat, because there was grant money, things like that for people to fix up their business.
Community development block grant money. Yeah, right.
And, you know, so that did help. And we did all the streets downtown and made the, you know, streets and sidewalks.
Sure.
And everything nicer, new.
Right.
And I think that all helped
to
bring, you know, people down.
Yeah. And Friday Night Live, I think, has been a real plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very much so.
That brings a not only people from the city, but people from outside the city.
Right. Yeah.
Pewaukee and things like that. People come down for to spend Friday night. They eat in the restaurants.
You know, I got to tell you, as a restaurant operator, I didn't like the idea because Fridays, you knew, was usually a guaranteed busy night. But the way that it's organized, though, because it ends at 8, I believe. Yeah. So people can still go to dinner and do, and the restaurants have a chance if any of them felt they were missing out. But the exposure you get from all these families that show, like when my kids were little, we made a whole night. We'd get ice cream when Jake's used to be there and then go to the joke store. And I don't think there was anything in that store that would cost more than $5 or $10. Like kids would, you give $2 each kid and they'd walk out with like three or four like little trinkets. It was a great,
great place.
So, and it's real, the neat thing about Waukesha too is it's kind of like going through a time machine. There's a lot of historic buildings here. There's a lot of neat old school stores like that joke store.
Yep.
And some of these other places. And so it's, and then, you know, you'd see the live music. And so that was always fun. So,
when that Friday Night Live started, that didn't work for everyone downtown.
Right.
Every business owner. Because it took over the streets.
Yeah.
And some of the businesses that weren't involved in it.
That's right. Yeah.
They kind of.
Yep. You know. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about downtown, but we're also going to talk about Eric's campaign because he's got a new portion to his district. When This Week in Waukesha continues, don't go away.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with highs around 53. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 36. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, highs around 57. Low 50s Tuesday, with a chance for scattered storms, turning much warmer Wednesday, with highs in the low 60s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Hey, Molly. It's me. I'm in Nashville. I'm on my way to Dollywood, busy as you are. Can't get enough stuff to do, can we? But anyway, I'm excited about singing with you. So I'm just going to turn my CD player on with you singing. I'm going to put this on a cassette. Sing along with it. Then I'll run you off a CD later. Oh, I'm so high tech. I got a flip phone, too. But anyhow, see what you think. And here I go. Come on.
Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned. And I smile.
Hey, we're back. This week, Waukesha. My guest is Alderman Eric Payne of the 2nd District, seeking re-election for a fifth term, I believe?
I'm not sure. I lost
somewhere
count.
In there, yeah. But it'll be 20 years this April, no matter what. And congratulations on that. And thank you, Don. Too. Yep. And I also want to shout out to Calvin, my engineer. I no longer have him on Saturdays. He's now doing the Earl Ingram show during the week. But Calvin, good to see you, man. Say hi. Don't be shy.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great. So, hey, Calvin, I don't know if you're a big country fan, but that, and I'm not much of one, but I love Johnny Cash. I call him country. But so anyway, this song you just heard was this, the school board decided that it was a song that was chosen for first grade, I think for a concert at Higher Elementary, and they felt the song was too controversial. I listened to the lyrics, and there's really nothing controversial about it, but I just want to say before we return the discussion with Eric Payne, metrics from the state, Waukesha school districts, 40%, the entire district, 40% of district students are not proficient or advanced in English language arts. 41% of students in the district are not proficient in math. 60% of economically disadvantaged students are not proficient or advanced in English language arts. And there's more, but I won't go into it. But instead, I consider that a major education gap. And so it's just amazing that our board has time to focus on what songs are being taught to children that would actually help them with their English in an elementary school. I'll leave it at that, but it's still very upsetting to me. But more upsetting is that we don't have enough people running for office. And of all the people that's being challenged, it is the dean of the council members, one of our most experienced and one of our greatest citizens of the community, Eric Payne. Now, my alderman, since my redistricting, since that those events, that unspeakable outrage.
and I did not cause that.
You did not. No, you fought for me, so I never forgot that. But, I was going to say, but, I forgot to thank Eric for his service, not just as an alderman. Eric was also served in the Marines. He mentioned that earlier in the show that he was in the service, and very grateful for that and for your service.
Thank you.
Yep. And so I imagine, would you be able to get my predecessor, who's now a county supervisor, Terry Thieme, who's also a Marine. So I mean, will he be out stumping for you on the campaign trail?
Well, he's working a lot.
He is. He does have his hands full in his retirement.
I did talk to Terry yesterday.
Oh, good.
And when me and you got done, I called him on my way home and talked to him. And Yeah, he was working then. He worked security at Carroll.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Plus he, So I think he's busier now in retirement than he was
when he was working. Sure, yeah, yeah. And he was at Kohl's for a while too. I don't know if he's doing that anymore.
But. He retired from Kohl's. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So
good guy.
Yeah, no, great guy. And this is Final Four Saturday that the show's taking place. So do you have a plan to kind of maybe knock on some doors before Final Four begins? I think that starts at like 5 or 6. It'll be like later in the afternoon. So before the parties begin, do you think we'd be able to knock on some doors on the Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Good, hit them hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a few left to do.
Sure.
And I've been concentrating on your area.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to talk about is that because of the redistricting that forced me to step down, a big part of my district was absorbed, is now part of district, and actually part of Cassie Rodriguez's district is now. So it's just kind of an odd. So you're up kind of near Tower Hills where you live, Horror Park, right?
Yep.
And now the district goes all the way like past the river and up into Banting Park.
Yep.
So
up to Wolf Road and
very odd configuration
down and around past your house.
So it's kind of like you're running for the first time because you're meeting a lot of new people.
Yeah, actually it is just like running for the first time. But I'll tell you, I've knocked on quite a few doors and talked to a lot of people up in your area and all are great people. All of them.
We've been there 11 years now. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been, received well with people that I've talked to.
Sure.
Except for one individual. Apparently, he doesn't like anyone knocking on his door.
He doesn't like me either. Yeah.
And he slammed the door.
And he works for the city, too. Go figure. So.
But besides that, everything's great going on up there. And I got a lot, probably another 2 days. Cause about all my legs will let me do is about 3 hours of knocking.
Sure.
And that's about 70 doors.
Are you getting any questions from any of the constituents?
Yes. Today, for the first time. I always ask that when I talk to them. Do they have anything that they want me to address immediately? Uh-huh. And then my phone number is on the handout that they can call me whenever.
Sure.
But I had, speeding problems.
That's right.
And I had one today. They wanted parking enforcement to come through at night. Because there's cars that haven't moved in a month or so on the street. They don't have any permits, parking permits in the windows.
Right.
So.
I have some opinions about that. Where I look, because I understand in more densely populated areas and you have narrow streets, that makes sense. If you know, like I said, in my part of in the district, you got these gigantic roads.
Yep.
And so I don't, because sometimes I've forgotten to do it. And luckily I've been ticketed and I don't do it maybe twice a year, but. Because I'm the odd man out that's got to put my car in the driveway. The spots in the garage are taken, Dad's king, right?
the one particular case, the snow was piled. They was plowed around it.
Yeah.
Had out-of-state plates on it.
Oh, yeah.
It says it hasn't moved in a month or whatever.
Interesting.
I got to deal with that in the morning before I go out and knock on more doors.
There you go. That's terrific. And so... we have about 40 seconds before the next break here, but you're getting a pretty positive reaction from the people you're talking to.
I am.
Good.
Very friendly and positive, and actually quite a few people that do early voting already said that.
They already voted for it. Yeah, that's a good feeling, too. So, yeah.
Better than someone slamming the door.
Yeah, yeah. we come back, too. We're going to talk about the integrity of the election process here in Waukesha and the people that have no need to worry about that. When This Week in Waukesha continues, don't go away.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. More than 24 are confirmed dead from tornadoes across 8 states. Bill Bunting from the NOAA Storm Prediction Center says the winds have been fast and furious.
We have received reports of damaging thunderstorm winds in Ohio and western Pennsylvania.
Former President Trump will turn himself in this week following an indictment from a New York grand jury. What happens next? Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Trump will not face time in custody prior to that arraignment, and he will be released immediately on his own recognizance.
Protests against the Israeli prime minister's judicial overhaul are showing no signs of letting up, even as he said he's pausing the plans.
This is not something that we can live with. We cannot live in a state that is not democratic.
Netanyahu said he paused the overhaul to allow negotiations on a compromise between his religious nationalist coalition and opposition parties. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha. Calvin, do you know, you ever hear this song before?
I do know this song, Don.
We're educating Calvin on Warren Zevon. And he looks a lot like Warren Zevon, too. Very uncanny, I think. A young Warren Zevon. May he rest in peace. But it's one of the campaigns I've been taking on, along with getting people to vote in our elections. There's another important election coming up that you can do every day and as many times as you want. No, once a day, but every day. And tell your friends, and that's elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Election closes April 28th. They pick the first five contestants, and it's a pretty deep crowd. And so far, Warren Zevon's in third, but he's never been nominated before, which to me is a travesty. I guess there was some editor at Rolling Stone just didn't care for him, but now he's on the ballot, and he deserves to be elected posthumously. Great artist. He's contributed other artists. Some of Linda Ronstadt's best songs were written by Warren Zevon, among some other artists. So that's vote.rockhall.com and choose Warren Zevon. And there's some others you can choose from. Iron Maiden, New Order was a band. You'd like New Order, Calvin, I think. And it's New Order / Joy Division, because that's a band before. And Kate Bush, who I like. So, but anyway, back to Eric Payne. We are talking about people have already voted early, which I was pleased to see. And a lead in for me, a message is that we've got a really great election process in Waukesha. High integrity. Every vote's counted. No votes are cast astray or thrown. There's no controversy here. And Eric knows this better than me. Gina Kozlik, our city clerk, runs a really tight ship. The election judges are well-trained. So trust the process. And if you haven't done well, the early voting's over by this point because it's Saturday morning. Make sure you show up on April 4th. And the polls close at 8 o'clock. I'll also be providing coverage along with my counterparts throughout the civic media stratosphere around the state on election night. So we invite you to check out that coverage too. But please make your vote count. And so you receive one little tip we got when you're running for office is you can call the city clerk's office and get the voter rolls.
Yes.
And so Eric did that. I did that. But I got a spreadsheet that I could organize, like any Excel spreadsheet emailed to me. Eric got a printed copy. Mine was free. You had to pay $30 for yours, right?
Yeah.
What's with that?
Well, the way I understand it, and I was kind of surprised because first time I got one, I didn't have to pay for it.
Right.
But the city clerk's office used to handle those.
Sure.
Okay. And recently, I don't know if it's been a couple of years or what, but it was recent that the state actually took that away from the local municipalities to issue those.
Right.
And now you have to actually go on a different website. I don't remember what the name of it is offhand. And you have to go through there and request it.
Yeah.
And you have to request the area that you want and everything and pay $30 to get it.
And then
you
got to pick it up at the clerk's office here.
Well.
Or no? They mailed to you.
I think there was another option.
Okay.
But I was at the clerk's office.
Yeah.
And Gina just printed it out for me.
Okay.
And
so you could have gotten a file emailed to you then?
Probably.
Okay.
Right. But I don't like to do that because I don't want to walk around looking at my phone.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to do things.
Oh, sure, sure.
I would rather look at a piece of paper.
Well, I mean, you could have we could have organized the file and then had Gina print it or somebody else, but.
Right.
It seems like you're making do. Yeah. But I'm surprised because we count the votes here in the city.
Yep.
All the judges that are trained, it's all counted here. And I'm someone that I lost by 12 votes the first time I ran. And there were people, election judges that liked my candidacy. They were, they wanted me to win, and there was nothing they could do because they were doing the right thing, counting every vote, doing the right thing.
I'll tell you, the way Gina handles the voting in the city is there's never any issues. Every vote, it's done time after the poll closes.
Yep.
All the votes are tallied.
Sure.
Right away.
Right.
There's no day after or nothing like that. It's it's right away. It's accurate. And they're turned over to, I believe, the county.
Okay. That would make sense. Yeah.
And then that's done. But it runs smooth.
Sure.
Sometimes there's a line depending on what we're voting for.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everything moves pretty quickly.
But wouldn't you think that our city clerk's office, who did the heavy lifting and counting the votes, recording them accurately, shouldn't they be allowed to keep original docs or keep that on file, especially if there's people doing research or in today's climate where there's a lot of accusations?
Yeah.
They should have their own copy and stick up for themselves because what's going to behoove someone at the state saying, well, we saw some issues with the Waukesha voting? And,
Don, I don't get that deep into it.
Yeah.
But they very well may have copies of everything that comes through.
Sure.
The clerk's own records.
Sure.
But
it's just disappointing that they don't have that because, running for office, you don't have a lot of money to spend. You're not making a lot of money as an alderman. So I just think it's obnoxious that the state's trying to squeeze another $30 out of you when you're trying to serve. And we talked about this on the Saturday show. It's a full-time job. Yep. That's less than part-time pay.
Right. It's
so you don't do it to get rich.
It's the
you
only
do it.
Full-time, part-time job I know.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Yeah. So.
And you get calls at all sorts of, times of day and night, especially if there's emergencies, you're the first guy they call.
I'll tell you what, though. It's great. Okay. I don't mind it being a full-time, part-time job because, it's a good feeling when you can actually help people.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's not the $5,000 a year or whatever.
$7,500 now.
So, yep. Okay. All right.
See, it was only $7,000 when I was in office.
I don't even keep track of that. But, it's not about that part. And if it was, you'd be pretty disappointed.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you sure would. So no doubt. But you're right. It's always it's one thing I missed about it was just the gratification of helping your neighbors out.
Right. And you can't always do it. Not everything is in your power to fix.
Sure, sure.
Or to change.
Yeah.
But when you can make a difference, it's great.
Yep. No doubt. So what, any plans for this next term should you win on Tuesday? Any not necessarily to promote in the campaign trail, but kind of in your own mind, this is before my term ends up, this is what I'd love to see get done. This is a personal goal or something you'd like to see the council do.
Well, I would like to see us all come to an agreement on something one time.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
I like to keep the city safe. All right. Not just the district, the city.
Yes.
And by doing that, then is, making sure the police and the fire have everything they need to keep us safe. And our crime rate actually in the city is pretty low. It's
pretty low, yeah. Yep.
That's one thing that I'm going to keep doing.
Sure.
And the other thing is just, keep hammering on making sure all of our streets get repaired, our sidewalks get fixed.
And that's come a long way in 20 years.
A lot.
From what I understand.
Oh, yes, yes. There wasn't much work done to our roads years ago.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. What would you say is missing in the city in terms of economic development or fighting crime or educate? What would you say? What's that you think that the council that's in your kind of your realm of your domain of influence or authority that is an area that you think the council as a whole or the city should make a priority?
Well, I think one of the things I'd like to see, and not everybody agrees to it, is making sure that the residential districts in the city are kept up.
Yeah.
There's, absentee landlords, maintenance companies that they're not from the area. They got they got a place in Florida and that they're, and they got somebody that's supposed to manage their properties.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could all come together and put pressure on those people to fix up their properties, to drive by once in a while and make sure they're clean, because everybody, wants their neighborhood to be nice.
Yeah.
And there's some, some people, I guess they don't put much stock in getting that part done.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate. So, because the one thing that really impressed me when I was the District 1 alderman, the original District 1, and some of those homes, I guess, would be in your district. There were homes that I thought they were like townhouses or condos, and I thought that they were mortgages that people living there. It turns out many of those are affordable housing, like FHA. Yep. And in the exterior, anyway, they do a nice, they're nice looking places and they're well kept. There was one neighborhood issue that in the inside there was some water damage and some mold.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that. And the city attorney told me this, is that the city doesn't really have any authority over the FHA because they're an independent body, even though these are residents living in our city and have to abide by our building codes.
Right.
And I was able to talk to some people at FHA, but very short staffed. I did get help from the water authority. I talked to Dan Dukniak because there were some water things that the water authority could take care of. So that was good to know. But it was, I know that's not true throughout other neighborhoods in the city that you don't, you can tell which ones are landlord or absentee landlord.
Well, I know our Waukesha Housing Authority. They have quite a few properties, duplexes.
And that's what I meant, Waukesha Housing Authority, yeah.
And, well, some of the complaints, well, I've called and talked to the manager there, and they always say that they don't have the money.
Yeah.
To fix these properties.
Well, they got one guy that they expect to do all these things, and he doesn't have any certifications, I don't think.
Right. And
so,
you know, it's a shame, but I think things are running a little smoother now, and I don't know if they got more money from the feds or from state or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them, you know, getting new roofs, getting garages fixed or replaced, and, you know, the exterior of the building.
Sure.
You know, kept up.
Yeah.
And, but also, if you have somebody that actually is destroying the building,
right,
it's hard for them to get that person out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we'll talk offline. If there was a neighbor that we had a lot of issues with in now your district, but right around the corner from me. So when this week Waukesha continues, we're going to talk about the big water project coming up, as well as some other notes on Alderman Eric Payne's campaign for re-election coming up. Vote is on Tuesday when this week Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 53. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, a high of 57. Low 50s Tuesday, with a chance for scattered storms. Much warmer Wednesday, with highs in the low 60s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. One of my rites of spring, and I'm predicting this Saturday is going to be a beautiful spring day. Not like last Saturday. Although that was a beautiful snowfall day. Wasn't that cold out last? It was actually nice.
It was.
Neighbors made some snowmen.
Snow was heavy.
Snow was heavy, yep. So, but at least it wasn't, the wind wasn't like flying in, and it wasn't like sub-zero temperatures. It was actually, it's kind of nice. That would have been good snow football weather if we were quite a few years younger. But We're back here with Alderman Eric Payne and Calvin on the board. Great to be reunited with you, even if it's only for just one night. Will you be working election night, Calvin, or will that be Anastasia?
I have to coordinate that with her.
Sounds good.
I'm not totally sure.
All right. Well, good. Well, that'll be fun. So some more election coverage on a big election night coming up. And one of those races we're following is Eric Payne, the only alderman out of five or six up for re-election that has any competition with local Waukesha, I guess you say businessman and somewhat community activist, Bob Salb. And, you know, I know Bob's going around the neighborhood, and now Eric has too. And you have to feel pretty good about kind of the brand presence that you have, your family, your years of service in the city, your time in the council. You certainly have a lot going for you.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
It all comes, you know, it helps, you know, all of that. But, you know, like you mentioned earlier, being that I have actually a new district.
Yeah.
Where no one knows me.
It's kind of like, So
trying to get out, knock on the doors, introduce myself to those people. So they got one lady today, she told me, well, I'm glad I was wondering what you looked like.
I love it.
So.
Oh, that's funny. So, well, you know, and it's probably a good opportunity to tell people that they should be watching. If they can't make it to City Hall, City Council meetings, they can watch it on the Granicus. They can get it. They can get the live stream. We've done that. Same way you get to do the school boards, but I believe it's a different software. I don't think they use the Granicus for it, but it's called Granicus. And that works because you can even watch, if you missed it, you can watch it the next day. You can watch the committee meetings. And so for a lot of people, especially if you're not able to get around, whether, you know, if you're a senior and you don't like to move around as much, or if you're you're a busy parent going from one kid's practice to another, or however that is, I guess we all do that, you can still catch the council meetings, and it's a good way to see what's going on. Even see some of the body language and the cryptid language.
You might not want to see that, but you know, you used to be able to catch it on channel on TV 25 too.
That's right.
And I don't know if they, when we moved into the new City Hall, they were having issues with that.
Sure.
But yeah, you used to be able to watch it on cable.
Okay. So. Sounds good. So one of the big projects, and it's kind of it's in one way it's the elephant in the living room, but in other ways it's like no one talks about it, is that we're going to be going with Lake Michigan Water, major project, historic in many ways.
Yep.
And that's supposed to launch in the fall?
Yeah. Is that right? I heard the date is September.
Sure.
Don't know.
And from your standpoint, how is everything going from a progress standpoint and execution standpoint?
Well, there's been a couple of little, you know, blurbs here and there, you know.
Sure.
And along the way, but it's a big project, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
So you're bound to...
like any construction project, you're going to have some hiccups.
Everything is not going to run smooth. And,
yep.
And then you have to go through so many other municipalities.
Yeah.
Like a pipeline.
That, yeah.
You know, sometimes there's problems with their people and, you know, coming to an agreement and things like that to get it done through their...
I was on the council. We had those issues with the city of New Berlin.
Yeah.
When they originally what do they call it, the pumping district or the... It was going to be in a really obscure area of Benicia Park that nobody even goes to.
And then they moved it over the reservoirs and stuff like that.
It turned out to be a good solution. And, you know, Dan said operationally it's a good spot. But it was neat to be part of that as alderman because they're going to use federal land that was donated to us from the old Nike missile base.
Yep.
And the federal law is if you're intending to take land that was donated to you as park space, you have to swap it for existing land and dedicate that as. And luckily, that Rempe Farm was up for sale.
Yep, and we did a good swap over there.
Yeah,
and it turned out well.
Any ideas what they're doing with that park space yet, or at that? Because it's like 42 acres or something, isn't it?
Yeah,
And it goes pretty. It goes kind of pretty far back too, doesn't it?
I know there. Yes, it does. We used to when we were kids. That was still active.
Sure,
you know, not as the missile silos,
right?
But as they had armed guards yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Blocking the perimeter.
Oh, sure.
We used to ride our dirt bikes and stuff back in there, mini bikes and all that.
Yeah.
But I guess up on the Davison roadside, they're putting a lot of money into the pavilion and stuff up
there. Yeah, and I remember being a part of that too. I'm looking forward to that because it's going to be a living, like a Cold War museum experience outside. And they'll be able to use that pavilion for parties and weddings and special events. Yep. And then the next phase, which isn't, they're going to make that tower a viewing tower that'd be safe and you can go up. And now suddenly you've got a nice attraction for the area that's going to draw a lot of people. Whereas in its current state or prior to the all the construction going on, it was a place for kids to go to really get into trouble or squatters or, you know, do drugs or, you know, whatever. And it's such a great spot. It's one of the highest points in the city too, that you could really do a lot of amazing things with it. So I'm glad that they're making a move. And then with Rempe Park going on, so a
lot of history in that spot.
Yeah, definitely. So what are some of your favorite memories of growing up in Waukesha? I remember you talked about downtown being,
We spent a lot of time at the river.
Nice.
When we were kids.
Fishing,
catching crayfish.
Nice.
You know,
just goofing around. Poor man's lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just goofing around, stuff like that.
Sure.
Down by the river. The river was a huge attraction for us.
Could you swim in the river or was it the current too strong? Okay.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the current.
Sure.
It was the muck and the green stuff floating.
Yeah, okay.
But it was still a good, fun place.
Neat. You know, oh, that's
and
terrific.
You could go right behind the motorworks.
Yeah.
That was country.
Sure.
I mean, we used to go hunting back there.
Nice.
You know, now it's, you know.
Yeah.
It was, so everything was close by, like even the hunting.
Yeah. And you got to see your kids play sports in high school.
Yep.
Kim was a great baseball player. Did Kim play football too?
Yes, he did.
That's right. And Corey ran cross country and did some baseball as well.
Yeah, and a little year of football, I think.
Maybe. Okay. And so
grandkids have all been in different sports, baseball. And
yeah, our boys play. My son played their grandson.
Yeah.
So your granddaughter, my daughter. So, Hey, we have less than a minute. Thank you, Calvin. Right? Or 40. Okay. What's the last thing you want to tell Waukesha why they should vote for you or District 2?
Well, you have to make up your own mind, obviously, but I do the job the best of my ability. I respond to your calls. And the way I like to handle it is actually come to your house and talk to you about what the issue is and then deal with it from there.
Sounds great. Alderman Eric Payne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great Final Four, April Fool's Saturday. Elect Warren Zevon to the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.